WSGW, your home for Detroit Tigers baseball, getting ready to begin a 56th consecutive season as spring training is underway. February 25th, next Saturday, the first spring training broadcast. Won't be long then before opening day, and all 162 regular season games will be heard on WSGW. Might be key for Tigers fans at 6:23 with Charlie, Denise, and Pat and you. I say that because as much as we know we have loyal Tigers fans that listen to the radio, we do have some that enjoy watching the Tigers. Watching the Tigers this year might be an issue. I missed this. Pat, maybe you're paying more attention since you have access to Bally Sports. Or not?
Actually, I do not.
Oh, that's right. That's right. When the change happened from Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and I do a lot of streaming, cut the cord. Yes. So, no, I
apologize. That's right.
Can't watch Bally
Sports. As soon
Sports.
As I said that, I realized that. Well, you might not be the only one.
I can't either.
All right.
Well, and I never could, even with Fox Sports. I was too cheap to pay for anything, especially since I enjoy listening more on the radio anyway.
Right.
Did I miss that Bally Sports was in trouble? We're getting news from yesterday that apparently MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred telling reporters that Diamond Sports, the company that runs the nationwide array of Bally Sports, apparently is in danger of bankruptcy. That Bally Sports Network, Diamond Sports Group, owes a $140 million interest payment. And if that's not made, bankruptcy.
Yep.
Which and that's just the interest.
Yes.
Right.
When I saw
Holy
that,
smokes.
I'm thinking payment. And I said, wait a second, that's an interest payment.
Yeah.
So what's the principal?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, for baseball's purposes, 14 teams that are Bally Sports affiliated, including your Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, it also says the Red Wings and the Pistons and right. All of the other Detroit.
Yeah, because there are other affiliations that Valley has throughout the league, and the Pistons and the Red Wings, too, are tied. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball apparently has a backup plan to get the games, it says here, from Commissioner Manfred, aired on local cable channels while they try and figure out what to do.
It'd be nice if they just put it back on the network so we can use our antenna.
Remember that? Those days.
Remember those days. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Those days are gone, unfortunately.
I know. It's unfortunate.
This seemed to come out of nowhere, though. I didn't well, hear that. I miss something?
Well, if you recall, remember when Bally Sports made the announcement that they weren't bringing Jack Morris back and that Craig Monroe?
Yes, yes.
It was when you were talking about that where, and I forget where you got the story from, but the reporter said this could be due to a restructuring plan or something that's happening, that they're going through a bankruptcy at Bally. I don't know if you recall that.
Oh, boy.
And so, and remember, and then I said, oh, wow, I'm so surprised. I thought this business model was going to work. Everybody said,
I remember you saying about the financial difficulty that they might be experiencing, but I don't remember the bankruptcy word being used, but.
Well, maybe it wasn't used, but just the financial difficulty at the time.
Financial difficulty at the time.
Well, reality striking. What it's going to mean, don't know. That's where we are today. But, $140 million interest payment.
Interest payment.
Interest.
It says here, though, that will trigger if it's missed, it will trigger a 30-day grace period to figure out a way forward.
All right.
So.
And Sinclair is the one who owns Bally and owns all this, I think, in the end. I think they are the ones. I think it is Sinclair.
Could be.
And that Diamond Sports, whatever that is, I think that's like a subsidiary or something.
It says it just runs the nationwide array, yep. So ultimately right. Who's responsible?
Right. So, well, count on radio.
Exactly right. All 162 games you'll get on WSGW 790 AM.
That's right. I still say in the end it's just all going to go streaming anyway, so that's where this is probably all headed.
At some point,
yep.
Everything else seems to be heading that way. Of course,
as long
just remember,
it's not $69 a month.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just remember, you can't stream the audio for the Tigers, though. You have to have your regular radio.